Welcome to the patient portal. Activating your account takes just a few minutes. Have your portal activation letter ready, as you will need to enter the unique activation code that was provided within it. If you have not received an activation code, please contact the practice. Once you've accessed the patient portal from your provider's website, click the button labeled Activate Account. You will need to enter some personal information, security information, site ID, phrase, and login information. All the fields on this page are required. Under personal information, your answers need to match what the office has in their system. This means you should enter your personal information exactly as it appears in the portal activation letter. If your name is spelled incorrectly in the letter, you will be able to make changes once your account is activated. Be sure to enter your last name in the first field and your first name in the second field. Enter your date of birth using 2 digits for the month, 2 digits for the year, 2 digits for the day, and 4 digits for the year. Your email address is used to send you a notification when there is a new message in your portal account. It is treated with the same security and privacy as your health information. We recommend using an email address that only you have access to. Under security information, select and answer 3 different security questions. Under security information, select and answer 3 different security questions. You will need to answer a security question to verify your identity when logging in from a different device, or if there's been a long time since you logged into the portal. Under site ID and phrase, select an image and phrase that you will recognize as your own. Going forward, when you log into the portal, your image and phrase will display when you enter your password, so you know you are on the correct website and not a fake website trying to obtain your personal information. Under the login information, enter a login name and password. Your password must be at least 7 characters long and may contain letters, numbers, and special characters. Now enter your activation code exactly as it appears in the activation letter. Both the password and the activation code are case sensitive. Once you have completed the entire form, click Submit to activate your account. If any fields are missing or entered incorrectly, you will be brought back to the activation page with a red message letting you know what information was entered incorrectly. If any fields are missing or entered incorrectly, you will be brought back to the activation page with a red message letting you know what information was entered incorrectly. The corresponding fields will also be highlighted in red. If you have entered your name, date of birth, and/or activation code incorrectly, the personal information and login fields will be blanked out, and you will need to fill out those fields again. The personal information and login fields will be blanked out, and you will need to fill out those fields again. If you have entered your name, date of birth, and/or activation code incorrectly, the personal information and login fields will be blanked out, and you will need to fill out these fields again. If you're having trouble activating your account, here are a few tips. Enter your last name first, then your first name. Enter your date of birth in the correct format. Enter the activation code exactly as it was given to you. Once your account is activated, you'll be logging into the patient portal. As this is your first time logging in, you will be asked to review your account information. Any information is missing or wrong, correct it now and choose Update or Submit Changes. When you are ready to leave the portal website, click Log Out. The next time you log into your portal account, you will need to enter the login name and the password you created when activating your account, and then answer a security question. The next time you log into your portal account, you will need to enter the login name and password you created. The next time you log into your Portal account, you will need to enter the login name and password you created when activating your account. Then, answer the security question. Thank you for using the Patient Portal.